At the great poetry reading in the Albert Hall on June the 11th, 1965, the most popular event of all was a reading by the Austrian poet Ernst Jandl of a number of his sound poems. This success was in large part due to the outstanding quality of Ernst Jandl himself as a performer. But it also indicated the very intense emotive power of language used in the border area between poetry and music. The BBC Radiophonic Workshop has already experimented in this area with recent programmes of sound poems by Bob Cobbing and orchestrations of poetry with electronic sounds under the direction of Rosemary Tonks. Well, this evening you're going to hear perhaps the most extreme development of this technique so far. Ernst Jandl has been working for several days with a team of people at the Radiophonic Workshop on a sound treatment of a sequence of his poems in the original German. Many of these poems are permutations of very simple vowel and consonant patterns, which reveal unexpected depths and ambiguities in the words they compose. For example, a simple word like Frau, meaning woman, becomes a mixture of pushing and yelping sounds, which effectively, and I think very amusingly, act out the problems of a marital relationship. This poem's title, Pain Through Friction, suggests both a psychological and a physical rhythm for this. In listening to this poem, and to the other ones in the programme, I hope you'll keep a completely open mind. Indeed, perhaps in calling them poems, I'm already anticipating the wrong kind of response. In many ways, this is a music programme, and the free flow of the sounds with their associations should work perhaps more like a vocal piece by Luciano Berio or Stockhausen. I should add, by the way, that all the sounds you'll hear were made by the voice of Ernst Jandl himself.